I know that all the us adults understand wages, because we, when we are in the work world, we're expecting wages. After we work and labor, we want to get paid, don't we? Some people put all they got into those jobs, not just for the money, but because they really enjoy what they're doing. And some, they work from 9 to 5. They come in at 9. That's the required time. And clock out at 5, and they're through with it. But in the kingdom of God, there's wages as well. And we are going to get our pay. We might think of it as reward. In some of the scriptures, it says reward. And in the scripture that we're going to read, it says wages. It uses both. But I looked up wages online, and it says payment usually of money for labor or services, usually according to contract or an hourly, daily, or piecework basis. So wages is payment. Sometimes the payment may be in money. Sometimes it may be in other things. But in the kingdom of God, the payment that we get for living for God is not in money, but it's in eternal life. And that's what we're working for. But sometimes I think about when we go to heaven, we're going to get some things, right? We're going to get a crown. We'll get robe. We'll get mansion. There's some really good things that we're going to get for living for God. I count it a privilege to live for God, even if it was for no reason, other reason than I miss hell. That's a privilege. But then to get heaven and all its glories and to live there eternally is so worth it. So let's go to Romans 6 and 23.
Romans 6 and 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The wages, meaning the pay, of sin is death. Many of us know what sin is. Sin is the wrong things that people do, the things that God tells us not to do. So, to just think about it for a minute. The wages of sin is death. We have a comparison here. The wages of sin and the gift of God. In other words, your reward that you get for living right. So the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. What a contrast. I want to ask you a question. If you work for somebody and you knew at the end of the day they were going to beat you up, would you work for them? No, you wouldn't. But today, many, many people are working for the devil, and at the end of it is death. And that's not just death in this life, but it's eternal death. So we don't really want to go that way, do we? We want to go God's way. Let's look at some more scriptures. I was thinking about sometimes some people do things and they feel like nobody sees them. Last night, I had these of my grands here. I had them all at my house. And I told him to sit down. I said, you better sit down. If I come out and you sit not sitting, then you're going to have to sit longer. So they said, oh, so-and-so was standing when I went in there. She said, no, she was acting like, no, everybody's wrong. Well, she figured that I didn't see her. So she thought she got away with it. But guess who did see her? God did, didn't he? And you know, not one action that we do will we get by with. We might even think something that's not right, and God is not pleased with it, and God sees it. And not only so, we're going to have to pay for every action that we do, whether it be good or whether it's right, whether it's unrighteousness or whether it's righteousness, whatever we do. So that's why it pays us to be careful and do what God wants us to do. And we get that from the Word of God, because the Word of God lets us know just what to do and what not to do. We will be without excuse, from the least to the greatest. Even in the scriptures, it says something about those people that don't have the law. Their conscience is law unto them. They may not know everything. They may not know all the Word of God, but He will deal with us through our conscience. And that is going to, we're going to be responsible. You know, children like Zoe, they're the blood of Jesus covers them. They might do things that's wrong, but if they go to pass away, the blood of Jesus covers them. But when you get older, you know better, and you understand better, and you've come to the age of accountability, then each one will be responsible for their own actions. I had a cousin that once, I might have told you all this before, his mom told him he was getting ready to go to the lake, Keystone Lake, and with his friends, they were going to go swimming. His mom told him, she said, I don't want you to go. She didn't tell him not to go, but she told him she didn't want him to go. And I feel like he had a responsibility because of what she said. But he went, and as he went, he was walking out to get to swim. You know, you have to walk through the sandy part, I guess, first. I don't know if I've ever been to Keystone, but I know what it's like in Florida at the beaches. Anyway, he walked, and all his friends, they were, I guess, walking and talking, getting ready, and all of a sudden, they couldn't find him. And he had stepped in the suction pit. He was 15 years old, gone out into eternity. We have a responsibility of what we do. Maybe if we're old or young, whatever status in life we are responsible for the deeds that we do in our body. The words we say, the things we think, the actions we do. And so God, with His all-seeing eye, is watching. And He is going to pay. We are going to pay. Sometimes children, a lot of time, they think they can get by with things, but there are consequences. And this is the way it is with the Lord. There are rewards and consequences. Reward if you do the right thing, consequences if you don't. Matthew 10, verses 40 to 42.
He that receiveth, you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of the of a disciple. Verily I say unto you, he shall not in no wise lose his reward.
You see, if we do good, we're going to get a reward. It may be a small little deed that we do, such as giving a cup of cold water. That doesn't seem like very much. But God is seeing that, and he's taking note of it. And if you do those little things, God will bless you, and you will receive a reward. We need to think of God when we're doing things. Not just maybe somebody's going to say, I'm nice or I'm good. But think of God Almighty is watching me. And be willing to do the right thing regardless. And we will receive a reward. It's a blessing to know that God does not forget what we do. He's not overlooking what we do. Even the smallest little thing, if we do it, and for his sake, we're going to be blessed as well. Jeremiah 17 and 10.
I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings.
See that? God is looking at your heart. He knows the purpose. Sometimes it may seem like I'm doing something real good, but I may not have the best purpose in mind. God sees that. And yet, sometimes you do something and people don't even appreciate what you do. But remember that God sees it and he appreciates it. He never looks over one thing that we do. He has an eye on everything. So we want to do all we do to the glory of God. So I was thinking about how that when we work, we expect to get a paycheck. I know I did. And sometimes we'll even get an additional bonus. Maybe we did very well and the boss is very pleased with us and he give us additional bonus. But in God's kingdom, we're going to all receive the same reward. It's not going to be a big I and a little you. It's not going to be this person is going to get more of heaven than the other person, or their mansion is going to be bigger than mine. We're all going to receive the same reward. And I thought about in the scripture, it was telling, I think it was a parable that Jesus told in Matthew 20, and we'll read 1 to 18. He was telling about the kingdom of God. So let's look at that scripture and see how the kingdom of God works. We can work hard. I'm for one am for doing all I can for God, for putting all of my effort in something. I don't really like half doing stuff. I tell my grands, what? Anything worth doing is what? Worth doing well. That's what I tell them. And I learned that from my mother. The thing is, we need to put a whole heart in it when it comes to the Lord. And yet, when we do that, we don't need to think, well, I'm going to get more in heaven than so-and-so. They're sitting on the side half doing, and I'm working hard. Nope, that's not the way it works. We all get the same reward. But the reward is so great. It's eternal. When you think about it, we might live, some people live to get 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, some even 100. And in the old Bible days, some live over 100. But still yet, no matter how long you live, it's just like one day in eternity, because there's no end. So that's why we need to be very careful and prayerful and do all we can, put our whole heart into the things of God for eternal life. And we're going to get more than that. We're going to get eternal life and then some things. But thank God for eternal life. Matthew 20, let's read verses 1 through 18.
For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is in household, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers in his vineyard. And when he had agreed with laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saying unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man has hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye be. So when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These lands have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen.
Okay, stop there. So you see, even though there were some that worked for the whole day, they got a penny. They knew when they went out that they were going to get a penny. So they got what they was agreed upon. The others had just barely worked for 1 hour, and they got all the same. It's the way in the kingdom of God. We'll all receive the same reward if we live for it and if we do our part and do what God have us to do. And so we don't need to feel resent others that maybe just barely make it in. There's some people that barely make it in. They, right on their deathbed, they ask God to forgive them and save them. I don't advise that, but it does happen. And they will get just as much as those that have worked hard for years and years and lived for God. But it's a beautiful kingdom because we're all equal and we're all the same. And we don't have to feel one higher than the other, one's more this than the other. We're all the same. That child that gives their heart to God is equal to a grown-up that gives their heart to God in God's sight. He loves them just the same. So, and they will get the same reward. I just appreciate God's goodness and his mercy and his plan and his kingdom. I love it. We must earn our wages, though. That's one thing. We cannot expect to go to heaven and not do anything, not do our part. I'm not saying that you can earn heaven by working for it. What I mean is, in order to go to heaven, you must go according to God's plan. Some people did not go to God's plan and they missed out. But others, we have many scriptures that lets us know if we are faithful, if we hold fast to the Lord, when we get saved, he will surely reward us in the end. So we tell our children, if you do right, then you get this reward or you get that reward, you know. On the other hand, if you don't, there are consequences. Have you ever had two children One of them do really good and you give them a reward. The other one, disobedient, not respectful, not doing what you want, and they don't get it. And they're feeling bad. Have you had that? Have you been around that? That's right. Sometimes they feel bad. And they act as though they're supposed to get the same thing the other one did that worked really hard and did what you told them to do. I've even, like, for instance, say, I say, okay, I'm going to give you some candy. You did really well. And then the one that didn't do well, you know what they do? They'll pout. They'll look over there. And then they'll want the one that got the reward to share with them. They do. That's the way children are. Well, you know what? Grown folks are sometimes like children. Those that work hard and try to get it and they earn. And the one that's been slowful and not trying to do anything, they pout when the others get it. Well, I don't understand why they got a bonus. What's so good about them? You know, but they've been doing extra. I remember one time, you know, I was a teacher, so I loved to teach. It wasn't a chore for me. And many times, I'm going to tell you, I would stay so late doing things in my room that the janitors had to walk me to my class, to my car at night. That's just because I had a lot of energy and a lot of, I like to have everything ready for the next day. I don't like to be unorganized. Kids coming in and you putting down books and you doing this. I like to have everything right. And you know, this first day of school, if you do not, as a teacher, have it together, it's going to be hard through the year. You have to start off with everything in order. The kids know exactly the rules. You teach them the rules, everything. So this was kind of the way it was. But you know what? Some of them didn't do that. Some of them weren't that interested. Some of them just, but that was them. And so we want to be like that. Put all your energy into the Lord. I was telling the children, when we sing, let's put our energy in the songs. Let's don't come in here and sing, once again we come to the house of God, like we have no energy. Let's put our energy into it. Once again we come to the house of God. Let's put everything we got into it, and then we're going to get a reward. Do you think God wants to reward those slowful people that just barely, don't even want to hardly come to church and have a hard time? You know, I say, sometimes I'm late. I don't like being late. But every time the door is open, I'm there. I try to be there. It's got to be some real problem for me not to get to church. And so we want to put our energy into the things of God. We want to go to church whenever we can. We want to sing when we sing. We want to put all our energy in it. And God will give us a reward. We will be rewarded. If we do well, we'll be rewarded. If we do not well, let's go to Genesis 4:1. And we want to read this. This is about Adam and Eve. Their first children that they had were Cain and Abel. And so this story is about them. It has a sad part of it. And we don't want any children to ever think to go the way that Cain did. But we need to look at what happened, and it doesn't need to happen that way.
Genesis 4:1.
Mm-hmm. We're going to read all the way to 11.
Okay. As Adam knew Eve, his wife, he conceived and Brother Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again by his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground and offered unto the Lord. And Abel, he brought the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And Abel, the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel to his offering, but unto Cain to his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lies at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass, when they were in the field, that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is thy brother? Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not, and I am my brother's keeper. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cried unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand.
Okay, yeah. That's it. Now listen, you see what happened? Cain and Abel brought an offering. Abel brought an offering that was pleasing to God, and God had respect unto him. Cain brought his offering, and Cain was not pleasing to God, and God did not have respect unto him. That's the same as giving a reward to the one that does the right thing. And it doesn't say here, but I assume that fire from heaven came up and burnt up Abel's offering, but nothing happened with Cain's offering. But Cain, then, he took an attitude. God dealt with him about this attitude before he did anything wrong. He told him, if you do well, you'll be accepted. In other words, you'll get a reward if you do well. But if not, sin lies at the door. God saw Cain's heart. There was sin there, and he did not accept his offering. God will not take just anything. Sometimes people act like I can do what I want to, say what I want to, and God's going to accept it, but he's not. So if we do the right thing, he will accept our offering, our sacrifice, and give us a reward for it. But if not, he won't. So we realize that there is nothing that goes unnoticed by God. Cain was so angry that he did something to his brother. He slew his brother. There is more to this story. I want to on 11 it says, and now art thou cursed from the earth, which has opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. He was cursed because of it. God is not pleased when we do the wrong thing, and we suffer because of it. But we will be rewarded if we do the right. Now, let's go to Corinthians. You know, I think it's 2 Corinthians, but I somehow don't have it down. So I think I'm going to skip that. One look at a few more scriptures, and that will encourage us to do the right thing and that God will bless us. Let's go to Colossians 3:23-25. there is reward if we do the right thing, and if we're faithful to do God's will, and there are consequences if we do not.
Colossians
23 to 25.
Oh, okay. 23 to 25. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ.
Right.
But he that doeth wrong shall receive the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons.
You know, God is not going to, you know, some parents may, it's not a good thing, but some parents may have certain of their children that they kind of favor. But God doesn't. He doesn't favor anybody. All of us, he's no respected person. If we do the right thing, we will get reward. If we do the wrong thing, we will get punished. That will be our pay, punishment from God. So he doesn't have respect. Parent that does favors, have a favorite child, might let that favorite child get by with things it wouldn't let some other child get by with. That's not fair, but that happens. But God is not there. God is fair. And so what he does, everybody will have the same reward, or they will have the same consequences. Now let's go to James 1 and 12.
James 1 and 12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
See where we're going to get? A crown of life. So it's good if we just live for him, endure the temptation, the problems we face, we're going to receive a crown of life. Last year we had Vacation Bible School, and we talked about heaven at the end, the last day, and we let the children, some of the children made crowns. They were so pretty, just to think. One of them said, he promised me a crown. And they got to wear them, and they loved them. But I was just thinking, and it helped you to think, we're going to have something beautiful if we live for God. It just be so wonderful. And I believe that we might have some little, maybe we help somebody get saved, we might have some little stars in our crown or something. We don't know. But anyway, if we endure temptation, we shall receive the crown of life. And let's go to 2 Timothy 4, and let's read 6 through 8. See, in the Word of God, we see that there are many blessings to obeying the Word of God and going His way.
Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at the day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing.
So this was Paul. He was about to die. And he was ready. He had finished his course. He kept the faith. And he said he was looking forward to his crown of life. And it wasn't to him only, but to all those that love his appearance. I want to show I hate to show sad stories, but it shows how important it is to obey God. In 1 Kings 13, 1 through 10, and then we're going to skip some of the verses. There was a prophet. This is the disobedient prophet is what this story is about. Who had, God had sent him on a mission, and he did part of it. He did what God told him to do. But then God also told him some things not to do, and he didn't. And he had to suffer the consequences of it.
Okay, 1 Kings 13.
Verse 1.
And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel and Jericho, and stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born unto the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burned upon thee. And he gave a sign today, saying, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, lay hold on him, and his hand, which he put forth against him, dried up, and he... and that he could not pull it again to him. And all, the altar was also rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again, and became as it was before.
Read to 11.
And the king said unto the man of God, come home with me and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou would give me half thy house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. But so was it charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the way that thou camest. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Then they told also of their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what way the man of God went.
Okay, so you could stop there. Wait a minute. I think I stopped you before you finished that scripture. Go on.
And the father said to him, what way? Okay. And he said unto his son, saddle up me an ox, and we. So he saddled him an ox, and he rode thereon. And he went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that came up from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread, nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me, by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou comest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thy house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water.
I stopped just there. So the Lord had already told him not to eat. First, he prophesied And everything that he said happened, just like he said. And then the man got, Jeroboam got angry, and he wanted to say, he stretched out his hand and said, take that man. He, in other words, get that man of God. He didn't like what he said. But then when he stretched out his hand withered and dried up. And then he asked the prophet, he said, well, call on the Lord and that he would restore my hand. And he did. So he did all of these miracles. And then the altar turned to ashes, like he said, everything. But then God had told him, don't eat or drink in that place. And he told him he wouldn't do it. He left. And then this man, this prophet, lying prophet, came to him and say, come eat with me. He said, I can't. The Lord told, I won't do it. The Lord said, don't do it. But he said, but an angel told me to tell you to come. So he turned and he went and he obeyed that lying prophet. The end of the story is that this disobedient prophet lost his life. That's the pay he got. Because as he went the other way, a lion came out and destroyed him. So you see, there is reward if we do the right thing. But if we don't, we're going to have to pay. That's why I try to take life so serious. Because you can live for the Lord for some years and then trip up at the end. I don't want that. And so that's why it's good to be careful. Let's read one more scripture. 2. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14.
Ecclesiastes 12 and 13?
Yes, 13 and 14.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. For God,
fear God,
and keep his commandment, but this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring back every work into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil.
So, fear God, if you don't get anything out of what I said, and keep his commandment, for this is the whole duty of man. God is going to bring every work into judgment. God, there is a pay. There are wages to what we do, whether you do it, whether it be good or whether it be evil. In Revelations 22, verses 12 to 15, let's read that for conclusion.
Revelation 22 and what?
15, 12 to 15.
Revelations 22 and 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city.
So, he said he's coming quickly, and his reward is with him. We must do what God says, what he tells us to do, so that we can gain eternal life. Pray for me.